If we want to effectively train our volunteers, we really need to have a plan. Now, I must admit, I am a go-getter kind of leader myself, and I am prone to ready, fire, aim, as opposed to like ready, aim, fire. Maybe you can relate. Now, we don't want our approach to training to be haphazard or in like some directionless manner. Simply put, we need a plan. Now, I want you to think about the year as a whole. Let's think about how a year can be carved up. You may have 52 weeks, you could have 12 months, you might have 4 quarters, and honestly, you could even have or think of it as one entire year. Now, I find it best to start with the largest chunk first. And I want you to think about the entire year as a whole. Now, what's the biggest concept that you would like to communicate to your volunteers this year? Let me throw out a couple of examples, just like for food for thought here. Maybe you want your year to be all about communication. Maybe you want to help everyone in the entire ministry be just a bit better at communicating. You want the masses, the core, the 12, the 3, and even your 1 to get better at all types of communication in this coming year. Now, when I say communication, I mean everything from smiles to handshakes, to name tags, to direct teaching in small groups, even something as refined as like really good email communication. We'll come back to this like example of communication in our next video. So hang with me for a minute. But you might also want to consider, instead of like communication, you might want to consider relationships as your main focus for one entire year. You want to help everyone ministry-wide be just like a little bit better at relationships over the next coming year. You want everyone, the masses, the core, your 12, the 3, the 1, you want everybody to be better at relationships. Now, when I say relationships, I mean everything from listening to sharing to like contextualizing and contextually appropriate levels of vulnerability. That's a learned skill. I mean, to manage friendships and how to mentor and all these other relationship things. This might be a topic that I might want to cover and help people improve ministry-wide in the upcoming year. Perfect. You may have chosen a main topic. It might be communication, or it might be relationships, or prayer, or serving, or maybe even outreach. Regardless, your one-year training plan begins with this largest, broadest concept first. From here, the path forward just got a whole lot easier. Now that we have our biggest concept defined, we can begin to break it down into what we should say to the masses, what we can say to the core, to the 12, to the 3, and even to your 1, to get like this super big picture result. Now, here's the most important thing. The masses are not going to get very much information as opposed or compared to your 12 faithful few. This is completely good and normal and okay. Jesus did the same thing. He gave the Sermon on the Mount to the masses in Matthew 5, 6, 7. He did miracles and special things and healings in Matthew 8 and 9 to the core. The core got to see more than the masses did. However, in Matthew 10, Jesus did something super special and he picked the 12. Not long after that, he isolated Peter, James, and John, his 3, and he took them like deeper. Listen, he did more with the 3 than he did with the masses, and you should do the same. So many people get caught up in thinking that they like need to train everybody and everything. Well, let me like help you in a really, really big way. I want to like take you off the hook. Your life and your job just got a whole bunch easier. Together in this section, we will reframe the idea of training for you. And what I want to go into is to propose to you, like, everybody gets trained at the level they need to be trained so you stay sane. We will walk through the details of this in our next video, but for now, just know that it's about picking your main topic for the entire year. Now, before we move on, I want to share one more thing. Earlier I spoke about my tendency to be kind of a ready, fire, aim type leader as opposed to a ready, aim, fire. However, there are those who may succumb to ready, aim, 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 never to fire form of leadership. Now, for all I know, you might be that type of leader who obsessively plans and plans and plans to your own detriment and even doom. Now, I want to speak to this briefly. Listen, I am a planner. Seriously, look at this course. I'm like super detailed. Like I want to make things come out right. And so I want to be thoughtful and I think things through. I get it. But there's a darker side to being committed to excellence, and it's really a trap. Having studied people and process for years, I have come to conclude that perfectionism is nothing but a cover. Those who claim that they're perfectionists and therefore can't get it out the door because it needs to be just a little bit better, they're really not perfectionists. They're simply afraid. I'm sorry, I'm gonna call it like it is. It's fear that literally traps a person, not perfectionism. Done is better than perfect. A training to your volunteers that trains them is better than a concept that you have that you're perpetually working on that never, ever ends up training anyone. Stop the madness. Done is better than perfect. People, please, please, please hear me and listen to me on this. Let me share with you something from our time in high school or college. Now, let's call a B an 85%. Let's call an A a 95%. Having 8 to 10 Bs is better than having only 2 As. Now, here's the trap. In order to take just one of your 85% up to a 95%, it's probably gonna take an entire 8-hour day, possibly an additional 8 hours every single week. Ain't nobody got time for that. Now, do you realize that the effort to place gold plating on your 85% thing to make it a 95% thing is actually hurting the entire ministry and the greater good? Gold plating is not necessary. Take a deep breath. No, like seriously, right now, in this video, take a deep breath. Do it again with me, please, right now. Do you know that breathing deeply actually tells your body that you're gonna be okay? I'm completely serious. Biologically, deep breathing is a calming agent and is a way to tell your afraid self that you're gonna be fine. I get it. You're a perfectionist. You don't want to put out a partially baked good. You're not a half-baked kind of person. I understand. Now, one more time, just take a deep breath with me. Slowly let it out. You're fine. I understand that your best is making something happen. Understand that your best is making something happen. Your best is not spit shining the undercarriage of your Model T car, which is parked in the garage for no one to see. Get that thing out there to see the light of day and inspire someone. Bottom line, you need an annual plan. But done is better than perfect.